Hachette Audio presents Twice in a Lifetime, written by Dorothy Garlock, read by Witty Turner.
For Anaïs, the peach of her father's eye. Prologue. Sunset, Missouri, March 1945. Bees buzzed among the early spring flowers. A gentle breeze rustled the boughs of tall evergreens and maples. Ted Glidden's dog, forever chained to his rickety house, barked angrily. But Clara Sinclair noticed none of these things. She couldn't take her eyes off the black car. The Oldsmobile had rounded the corner up the street at Wilson Avenue, coming straight toward her, and then slowed before parking against the curb in front of her house. Bright afternoon sunlight reflected off the car's window and hood, making it impossible for Clara to see who was inside. Standing on the porch, she leaned against her broom, absently brushing a strand of black hair from her cheek and tucking it behind her ear. She couldn't say why, but she felt uneasy. From the open door behind her came the sounds of music and laughter. Her mother, Christine, was playing a spirited, happy melody on the piano as Clara's 7-year-old son, Tommy, sang. The boy's rendition of Old MacDonald was making his grandmother laugh. Clara had been humming along as she swept, but it stopped when she noticed the car. Clara fought the sudden urge to join them, to turn her back on the automobile, hurry up the steps, and lock the door behind her. The car's doors opened, and 2 men got out. The first was dressed in a crisply pressed military uniform. Medals decorated his chest.